弟兄姊妹，感谢主，我又已经一个月的开头，时间实在过得很快。
Brothers and sisters, thank the Lord that time really flies. Now it's again the beginning of another new month.
实在这样的感觉，实在应该常常提醒我们，我们在地上年日实在是不多。
May we always constantly have this feeling, knowing that our time in this world is really short.
一天一天，一日一日，一年一年，就这样过去了。
Day by day, year by year, the time simply passes away.
我们实在需要主怜悯我们，给我们有智慧心，知道如何数算自己的年日。
We really ask the Lord to be merciful to us so that we would have this heart of wisdom to number our days.
我今天要交通的题目呢是波饼聚会的意义。
Today my topic is the meaning of breaking bread.
好像我要交通的刚刚弟兄已经差不多都讲完了。
What I mean to share, it seems that our brother just had covered most of it.
因为前一些日子呢，弟兄们他们交通到我们波饼聚会的情形。
Because in the past, that our brother has shared on the our condition of breaking bread.
有些地方是不是要注意，要提醒弟兄姊妹能够稍微能够改进一下，让我们聚会的更好。
He talked about areas of this meeting in which we need to improve ourselves on, so we could have a better communion service.
是不是需要把这个波饼聚会的意义呢？再次呢，交通给弟兄姊妹知道。
And among the brothers, we talk about if we should share the very meaning of breaking bread with all the brothers and sisters.
特别在我们当中有一些刚信主的弟兄姊妹们。
This is because some of among us are newly are new believers.
他们恐怕不一定很清楚为什么每个主日我们需要在这里擘饼。
They probably do not understand why is it every Sunday we have to gather together to break the bread.
我想也许信主年日久一点的也需要常常有些提醒。
Even with us who have believed in the Lord for a long time, we still need to be reminded.
所以因着这样的感觉呢，我就盼望有一次对波饼聚会再有一些交通。
With this burden, I feel that I do need to share with brothers and sisters one more time regarding the meaning of this meeting of breaking bread.
我想请弟兄姊妹来看几处的圣经。
So, brothers and sisters, let's read a few passages first.
头一处呢是在出埃及记十二章。
First is Exodus chapter 12.
我们跳读哈，出埃及记十二章，我们读第一节到第三节。
We will not read the whole chapter, but we will pick and share a few verses. The first one is from verse 1-3.
耶和华在埃及地晓谕摩西亚伦说
Now the Lord spoke to Moses and Aaron in the land of Egypt, saying,
你们要以本月为正月，为一年之首。
This month shall be your beginning of months.
你们吩咐以色列全会中说本月初十日，个人要按着父家取羊羔一家一只。
Speak to all the congregation of Israel, saying, On the tenth of this month, every man shall take for himself a lamb, according to the house of his father, a lamb for a household.
第五节到第七节。
Verses 5-7.
要无产疾一岁的公羊羔，你们或从绵羊里取，或从山羊里取，都可以。
Your lamb shall be without blemish, a male of the first year. You may take it from the sheep or from the goats.
要留到本月十四日，在黄昏的时候，以色列全会众把羊羔宰了。
Now you shall keep it until the 14th day of the same month. Then the whole assembly of the congregation of Israel shall kill it at twilight.
各家要取点血，涂在吃羊羔的房屋左右门框。上和门楣上。
And they shall take some of the blood and put it on the two doorposts and on the lintel of the houses where they eat it.
十一节到十四节。
Verses 11-14.
你们要吃羊羔，当腰间束带， 脚上穿好手中穿鞋，手中拿着，赶紧的吃，这是耶和华的逾越节。
And thus you shall eat it, with a belt on your waist, your sandals on your feet, and your staff in your hand. So you shall eat it in haste. It is the Lord's Passover.
因为那夜我要行刑埃及地，把埃及地一切投生的，无论是人是牲畜，都击杀了，又要败坏埃及一切的神，我是耶和华。
For I will pass through the land of Egypt on that night, and will strike the firstborn in the land of Egypt, both man and beast, and against all the gods of Egypt, I will execute judgment. I am the Lord.
这血要在你们所住的房屋上做记号，我一见这血就越过你们去。我击杀埃及地头生的时候，灾殃必不临到你们身上，灭你们。
Now the blood shall be a sign for you on the houses where you are, and when I see the blood, I will pass over you, and the plague shall not be on you to destroy you when I strike the land of Egypt.
你们要纪念这日，守为耶和华节，作为你们世世代代永远的定例。
So this day shall be to you a memorial, and you shall keep it as a feast to the Lord throughout your generations. You shall keep it as a feast by an everlasting ordinance.
我们请翻到路加福音二十二章。
Now please turn to Luke chapter 22.
二十二章，我们从十四节读到二十节。
Verses 14 to 20.
时候到了，耶稣坐席，使徒也和他们同坐。
When the hour had come, he sat down and the 12 apostles with him.
耶稣对他们说：“我很愿意在受害以先和你们吃这逾越节的宴席。”
Then he, that is Jesus, said to them, With fervent desire I have desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer.
我告诉你们，我不再吃这宴席，直到成就在神的国里。
For I say to you, I will no longer eat of it until it's fulfilled in the kingdom of God.
耶稣接过杯来，祝谢了，说，你们拿这个，大家分着喝。
Then he took the cup and gave thanks.And said, Take this and divide it among yourselves.
我告诉你们，从今以后，我不再喝这葡萄汁，只等神的国来到。
For I say to you, I will not drink of the fruit of the vine until the kingdom of God comes.
又拿起饼来，祝谢了，就拨开，递给他们说：“这是我的身体，为你们舍的，你们也应当如此行，为的是纪念我。”
And he took bread.Gave thanks and broke it and gave it to them, saying, This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me.
饭后也照样拿起杯来说，这杯是我用血所立的新约，是为你们流出来的。
Likewise, he also took the cup after supper, saying, This cup is the new covenant in my blood, which is shed for you.
好，我们换到哥林多前书十一章。
Now 1 Corinthians chapter
11,
verse 20.
你们聚会的时候，算不得吃主的晚餐。
Therefore, when you come together in one place, it's not to eat the Lord's Supper.
保罗说，对更多教会说，当他们在那边擘饼聚会的时候呢，他说擘饼这个聚会被称为是主的晚餐。
So Paul is telling the Corinthians when they come together to break bread, and this is they are eating the Lord's Supper.
我们再读二十三节。
Verse 23.
到二十六、二十五节。
2:25.
我当日传给你们的原是从主领受的，就是主耶稣被卖的那一夜，拿起饼来。
For I received from the Lord that which I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread.
祝谢的就拨开说，这是我的身体为你们舍的，你们应当如此行，为的是纪念我。
And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, Take, eat, this is my body which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me.
饭后也照样拿起杯来说，这杯是用我血所立的新约，你们每逢喝的时候要如此行，为的是纪念我。
In the same manner, he also took the cup after supper, saying, This cup is the new covenant in my blood. This do so as often as you drink it in remembrance of me.
你们每逢吃这饼喝这杯是表明主的死，只等到他来。
For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death till he comes.
我们先就暂时读到这，请低头有人祷告。
We now pause here from our scripture reading. Would you please bow your heads? We will pray.
主，我们感谢你在复活早晨，蒙恩而你再次聚在你的施恩座前。
Lord, we thank you that on this Sunday that all those who are saved by your grace are gathered before your throne.
我们能够常常在这里一同聚集，一同来歌唱赞美称颂主自己。
We can come together and sing your praises and worship you.
因为是在为我们成就极其何大的救赎工作。
Because you have accomplished such a great redemptive work for us.
那我们这些原来是无指望的人，原来是在仇敌死亡当中的人，今天却能够因着你的恩典能够常常侍立在面前。
So, we were hopeless under the power of Satan and death, but now because of you, we can come daily ministering to you.
因此每次当我们一同聚集的时候，我们正是要在从内心深处发出感谢赞美的声音。
Therefore, as we come together from the very depths of our heart, we want to utter your thanksgiving and praises.
因为配得一切的颂赞和赞美。
For you are worthy of all the blessings and praises.
因此当我们一同聚在面前的时候，仍然求主怜悯我们，仍然借着你的话再次来提醒来教导我们。
Lord, be merciful to us once more as we gather before you. Through your word, you teach and exhort us.
好像我们因着你的话缘故，知道如何生活在你面前，如何聚会在你面前，得到你的悦纳。
So that through your word, we know how to walk before you, conduct ourselves in such a way that would be pleasing to you.
我们把这一点时间一同仰望交托在主的手中。
We simply commit this period of time to your hands.
我们这样祷告都靠主耶稣基督的名求。
We ask in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
我们知道每个主日我们都在这里擘饼。
We know that every Sunday we come together to break bread.
我想可能有一些刚信主的弟兄姊妹，或是说甚至有些弟兄姊妹以为好像我们在这里是进行一个所谓宗教礼仪。
So many brothers who are new believers and also others who have been with us for a while might think this is just some kind of religious ceremony.
的确，今天很多神的儿女的确把擘饼聚会当作一个宗教形式来做。
Indeed, so many of God's children today view this breaking bread just as a religious rite.
就像受浸聚会一样。
Just as the baptism.
人也把它当作一个宗教形式，好像一个人要加入教会必须要受浸才能够真正进入教会。
Now, to them, it's a religious routine. For a person to join a church, you know, he has to be baptized first.
那些都不是圣经的教导，也不是神的真理。
But they are not rituals. They are not taught by God's word, not according to the truth.
我们的聚集都不是一个外面形式的东西。
As we come together, it's not merely the outward activities.
我们知道在教会里有各种不同的聚会。
We know that in the church, we have so many different gatherings.
有祷告聚会，查经聚会，或是说弟兄姊妹彼此聚集的一些交通聚会。
We have prayer meetings, we have Bible study meetings, or when brothers and sisters get together, we have fellowship meetings.
但是圣经都没有很明确告诉我们那些聚会到底是怎么一个计划，怎么一个情形。
Yet the Bible has never taught us concretely exactly what each meeting is about.
只有擘饼聚会呢，圣经很明确的在那里记载，到底这个聚会来源是怎么样，到底这个聚会应该是怎么计划。
Now, only this breaking bread the Bible has recorded so clearly as to how we should conduct the meeting, as to the very main, where it comes from.
到底这个聚会目的，到底这个聚会内容应该是什么样的情形？
So, as well as the content, the meaning of breaking bread.
我记得上次好像弟兄稍微提到，其他所有聚会都是为了我们的需要。
I think Brother Han Haim mentioned this last time. All the other meetings are for our needs.
都是为了造就我们。
It's to edify us.
唯独波敏聚会不是为了我们的需要。
Only this breaking bread is not instituted for our needs.
当然，波敏聚会也的确的确也会造就我们。
Of course, this meeting of breaking bread also edifies us.
但是波敏聚会真正的内容中心乃是以主为中心。
But the very center of the content of this meeting of breaking bread is God Himself.
所以波敏聚会不是一个外面宗教的一个形式、一个礼仪，我们在做一些宗教的东西。
So it's never some religious activities or rituals that we are conducting services like this.
我们还是借着这聚会上面表明一个事实。
It's through this gathering we are making clear one fact.
乃是在那表明一个真理。
To declare one truth.
也在那要表明一个见证。
Also to proclaim this testimony.
在那要表明主和他所做这一切。
To indicate everything that the Lord has accomplished.
所以今天我们和愿意和弟兄怎么样从神的话语来看看到底这个波饼聚会它所代表是什么。
So today, according to God's word, we'll consider together exactly what this meeting of breaking bread represents.
头一个我们看见这个聚会乃是它的由来乃是主耶稣基督亲自设立的。
Now, first, the origin of this breaking bread is instituted by the Lord Himself.
当我们读到路加福音或是马太福音那边都有记载，主耶稣在那里怎样设立这个聚会。
In both Matthew and Luke, the account has been recorded as to how the Lord instituted this meeting.
那是当主耶稣要被卖的那一个晚上。
It is on the very night that the Lord was to be betrayed.
他和门徒在那里一同吃最后的晚餐。
As he had the last supper with his disciples.
就是一般所谓的说耶稣的最后晚餐。
So most people would call this supper the Lord's last supper.
那就是逾越节的宴席。
And that is a feast of Passover.
他在拿起饼来祝谢了，然后递给门徒们。
There he took the cup and blessed and gave it to his disciples.
说这是我身体为你们擘开的。
Saying, this is my body broken for you.
为你们舍了。
And given for you.
你们当如此行，为了要纪念我。
Do this in remembrance of me.
然后饭后又拿起杯来，也祝谢了，然后递给门徒。
And after the supper, he also took the cup, giving thanks, and then gave it to all the disciples.
然后说这杯是用我血所立的新约，是为你们留的。
Saying, this is the cup of the new covenant.And shed, the blood is shed for you.
赦免你们的罪。
To forgive your sins.
所以很显然这个聚会是主亲自在设立的。
So, very obviously that this meeting is instituted by our Lord.
为的是要纪念主。
In order to remember our Lord.
所以他在那一再说你们如此行你们应当如此行为的是纪念我。
Therefore, he kept saying, do this in remembrance of me.
并且说你们每逢吃这饼喝这杯的时候呢纪念值得要表明主的死。
And every time you eat and drink of this bread and cup, that proclaims the Lord's death.
直到主再来。
Until the Lord comes again.
所以我们看见这个聚会在主的心中是极其的重要。
Therefore, we see that this gathering is very important in the Lord's heart.
主亲自设立，主也在亲自吩咐门徒说：“你们应当如此行。”
He himself instituted the service, and he himself told his disciples, do this in remembrance of me.
我们知道那一个晚上乃是吃逾越节的宴席。
We know that night is the night to have the feast of Passover.
所以这个聚会呢是逾越节的预表。
So this gathering is actually symbolizing the Passover feast.
我们知道当神要把以色列百姓从埃及法老权势底下拯救出来的时候，
We know that when God was about to deliver all the Israelites from the power of Satan, Egypt,
神在那行了九个神迹，灾害来击打埃及法老王和埃及全地的人。
God performed 9 plagues to strike King Pharaoh and all the land.
但是法老还是硬着心不愿让以色列百姓离开埃及。
But Pharaoh's heart is still hardened, would not be willing to let all the Israelites go.
所以最后神就吩咐以色列百姓说，你们要取一个羊羔，每一家要取一只羊羔。
Therefore God told the Israelites, take one lamb each for every household.
你们要宰了羊羔，然后吃羊羔的肉。
Kill the lamb and eat its flesh.
然后把血呢涂在你们所住的门楣门框上。
And then apply the blood upon the two door posts and on the lintels.
那一个晚上，神要差遣那卖命的使者，要巡巡全埃及地。
Because on that very night, God will send His destroyer to pass through the land.
神要击打埃及全地的长子。
God will strike the firstborn of all the land of Egypt.
人和牲畜的头生的都要被击杀。
The firstborn of man as well as beast.
唯有皇室上面有血的记号的。
Only if this house has the mark of the blood on its frame.
当卖命使者来巡行，看见有血记号在这个房子上的时候，他就越过去。
Then the destroyer, seeing the blood, would spare the house and pass over it.
在房子里面的那些人呢，他们就不会被击杀。
Therefore, all the people inside that house will not be smitten.
我们知道当时只有以色列人他们所住的房子外面才有血的记号在上面。
And we also know that only the people of Israel would have this mark of blood on their houses.
所以卖命的使者看见血的时候就越过去了。
Therefore, this angel of death, seeing this blood, would pass over it.
他们的生命就被保存下来。
Israelites' lives would be preserved.
因着神做这样的事情呢，法老王就容许以色列百姓离开埃及。
And because of this act of God, Pharaoh finally allowed the Israelites to leave.
所以当每年以色列百姓他们在那守逾越节的时候呢，就是要纪念当初神如何借着羔羊的死把他们从埃及法老权势底下拯救出来。
To all Israelites annually, they would hold this feast, commemorating how the Lord delivered them from Egypt.
所以神在封以色列百姓说，你们要在那守逾越节，世世代代要守。
Therefore, God told the Israelites that you should keep the feast, year by year. It's the everlasting ordinance.
到了新约，我们就很清楚了。
And when we come to the New Testament, it's clear to us.
当施洗约翰在看见耶稣的时候，在那喊着说：“看啊，神的羔羊，除去世人罪孽的。”
When John the Baptist saw our Lord Jesus Christ, he cried out that, "Behold, the Lamb of God that takes away the sin of the world."
所以保罗也在说，我们逾越节的羔羊已经被杀献祭了。
Paul also says that our Passover.Christ, our Passover has been sacrificed.
所以我们看见波饼聚会乃是逾越节这个预表。
Therefore, we could see that feast of Passover actually is a type.
真正逾越节羔羊乃是主耶稣基督。
A type of breaking bread, and the real lamb is Christ Himself.
他在那里为我们成就神救赎的工作。
There He has accomplished this redemptive work for God.
我们在那里吃羔羊的肉。
And there we eat the flesh of the lamb.
我们接受他做我们生命。
We receive Him as our life.
他的血流出来赦免一切罪。
And His blood shed.To forgive all our sins.
神在身上看见有耶稣的血，他越过我们，就不再击杀审判我们。
When God sees the blood in us of Jesus Christ, He passes over us. He will not strike us.
他担当我们所有罪。
Because He has borne all our sins.
所以主耶稣在十字架上所成就，在那背负我们一切罪，成就救赎，通过死亡就不再临到我们身上。
Because Lord Jesus has accomplished the redemptive work on the cross, bearing all our sins, therefore we will not be struck by the Lord.
我们就不在神定罪、审判、死亡的权势底下。
We were no longer under the dominion of condemnation and sin.
我们从这些里面得了释放，得了自由。
We are set free among all these.
我们十字架救赎拯救了我们。
Therefore, the redemption on the cross has redeemed us.
所以我们看见波饼聚会所代表就是主耶稣基督为我们所成就神的救赎工作。
Therefore, this meeting of breaking bread represents the very redemptive work that Christ has accomplished.
所以当我们在那边擘饼聚会的时候，这里面所包含的意义是什么？目的是什么呢？
So as we come together to break bread, what does this meeting mean?
头一个，刚刚我们读到更多前书，那也告诉我们说，这个擘饼聚会被称为是一个主的晚餐。
Now in 1 Corinthians, we just read this gathering of breaking bread is called the Lord's Supper.
什么是晚餐呢？
What is a supper?
晚餐是一个人在外工作一天，然后回到家里面，他可以完全休息的，然后他在那和全家大小一同能够聚上来吃晚餐。
It's like a man working all day, and when the work is done, he comes home, and together with all the other family members, they would rest and have dinner.
然后吃过晚餐以后，他要休息，就等到第二天要开始一天的生活工作。
After the supper, he would rest and again waiting for the next day's work.
所以晚餐是说到我们这边，我们这些蒙恩的人，我们能够坐在那里享受吃这顿晚餐的时候。
So a supper tells us all of us who are saved by His grace are resting, enjoying the Lord's supper.
我们可以完全放下一切重担，我们可安息了。
We could let go of all the burdens. Now we can rest in Him.
因为主耶稣已经道成肉身，在十字架完成救赎的工作。
Because the Lord, the very Word, has took on the flesh and finished all the redemptive work.
他成就一切的救赎工作，他也是安息，他可以坐下来了。
Even our Lord Himself, having accomplished all the redemptive work, can now rest from His work.
希伯来书第十章那里告诉我们说呢，基督献上一次永远的赎罪祭，就在神的右边坐下来了。
Hebrews 10 tells us that this man, that is Christ, has offered one sacrifice for sins forever. Now set at the right side of God.
一个人在做事，都是他事情没有做好，他就不能坐下来休息。
Because if a person has not finished his work, he cannot sit down and rest.
但是因着主耶稣一次献上永远的赎罪祭，他完成了救赎工作，他可以坐下，他可以安息了。
Now, because our Lord Jesus has offered the sin offering once and forever, now he can sit down and rest.
我们知道在创世纪一开头那告诉我们。
We know that in Genesis,
神用六天创造了天地万物。
God has created heavens and earth and all the hosts of it in six days.
人在第六天受造。
Man is created on the sixth day.
所以当神造物的工作完毕了，就在第七日，他卸了他一切的功。
So on the seventh day, he has ended all the work he has done, and on the seventh day, he rested from his work.
神就赐福第七日，被称为圣日。
Therefore, he blessed this day and sanctified it, and called it Sabbath day.
因为神创造工已经完成了，他安息了。
God now rests from all the work he has created, he has made.
而人是第六天受造的。
And man is created on the sixth day.
第七天可以说是人的头一天。
Therefore, the seventh day is man's first day.
所以人的头天呢是从安息开始的呀。
Therefore, man's first day originates from resting in the Lord.
因着神已经做成一切的工作，我们就可以安息呀。
Because he has accomplished all the work, therefore we can rest.
所以我们在那里吃这个主的晚餐的时候，我们也是安息呀。
Therefore, as we have the Lord's Supper, we are also resting.
并且当吃过晚餐以后呢，我们就休息了，等候第二天的早晨，然后开始第二那一天的生活。
Now, after the supper, we could rest and be prepared for the next day's work.
所以为什么称为主的晚餐呢？
Why is it called the Lord's Supper then?
当然，就着当时的确是在晚上吃这一个晚餐。
Because in those days, yes, they did have the supper in the evening.
但是我们应该更重要，他所要表明那个意义是什么。
But we have to focus on more on the meaning that the Lord's Supper represents.
记得我们在台湾聚会的时候。
I recall that when I was in Taiwan, when we came together to break bread.
我们早上是一般的信息讲到聚会。
During the day, we had this regular services, messages, and etc.
然后晚上呢，弟兄姊妹再回到会所来擘饼。
We went home and came back in the evening again in the church meeting to break bread.
当然到了美国以后，可能生活情形不一样，所以一般都是早上礼拜天主日早上听信息一同在擘饼。
And of course, in the States, the circumstances are different. So we would have message services on Sunday's morning, and right after that, we would break bread. But we have to know that today we emphasize most this spiritual reality. What is it?
晚餐是说我们一切都能够放下，我们真的也要安息，因为主已经做成一切了，所以他安息了，我们也安息了。
A supper tells us that the Lord has rested from all his work, so likewise we also rest from all our work.
我们在那里享受他所预备的。
There we simply enjoy all that he has prepared for us.
晚上说到今天是一个晚上的时候。
A night also tells us today it is a time of night.
这是个深夜已深的时候。
Because the night has been far spent.
所以主在说，你们每逢吃这饼喝这杯的时候，要只等到我来。
Therefore, the Lord says that, eat the bread, take the cup until I come.
所以当我们在擘饼纪念主的时候，我们是在这个世界在黑暗里面的时候，我们在等候主再来。
Because as we break bread waiting for the Lord, it tells us that now is the night time.
当夜晚过去以后，就清晨就来到了。
After the night is over, the dawn comes.
那就是说，我们在这里擘饼的时候，一面纪念主，一面等候他的再来。
So while we are gathered together to break bread, on the one hand we remember him, on the other hand we are waiting for his coming again.
当主再来的时候，那就是早晨来到了。
Because when the Lord comes again, it is the dawn.
早晨来到也是讲到主复活日子。
And also when the dawn comes, it's also the day of the Lord's resurrection.
所以圣经告诉我们说，七日的头一日，清晨。
Therefore, the Bible says, the first day of the week of the 7 days.
主复活了。
The Lord is risen.
路加福音那里告诉我们说，当七日的头一日清晨的时候。
And Luke tells us in the morning of the first day of the week.
几个妇人带着膏油去摸主耶稣的身体。
So several women took spices and ointment anoint Jesus' body.
就有天使向这些妇女说，你们在找什么？
And an angel spoke to these women, what are you looking for?
你们在死人当中找活人吗？
Why are you looking for the living among the dead?
他已经不在这里，他复活了。
He's not here, he has resurrected.
所以七日的头一日就是主复活日子。
Therefore, the first day of the 7 days of the week is the day of the Lord's resurrection.
所以这是我们为什么主日在那里擘饼。
And this is also the reason why we break bread on Sunday. Because the first day of the week is the Lord's resurrection day.
感谢主，当主再来的时候，死人都要从死里复活。
Thank the Lord when He comes again, all the dead will rise from death.
所以我们是存这样心在那里擘饼纪念主。
So it is with this kind of mindset that here we are breaking the bread in memory until he comes.
直到那个第二天早晨来到的时候。
Until the dawn comes.
那复活日时来到的时候。
Until the day of resurrection comes.
所以感谢主，一方面我们在那边擘饼纪念主，一方面我们在那边等候主的再来。
So we thank the Lord. On the one hand, we break bread in remembrance of him. On the other hand, we are waiting for his return.
所以这个晚餐刚提到说，晚餐乃是全家聚在一起的时刻。
I also mentioned that having a dinner is the very time all the family come together.
因为白天有的出去读书、上学，有的去工作。
Because during the day, some might go to work, others go to school.
一般早晨都不可能，不太容易聚在一起吃饭，中午更不可能。
So usually, the morning or even noon is impossible for all the family members to come together.
只有到晚上的时候。
Only in the night.
读书了回来了，做工也回来了。
Now students come back from school, workers come back from work.
全家大大小小都回来了。
Young and old, the whole household comes back.
然后常一同聚在，在那吃晚餐。
And together they have their supper.
所以弟兄姊妹，为什么我们要所有弟兄姊妹，不管大的小的，一同聚在擘饼里面呢？
So brothers and sisters, why is it that all the church, young and old, should come together
to break bread?
Because the whole household simply is one lamb.
弟兄姊妹，当然这个背后还有一个代表一个见证问题，不是今天我要交通重点。
Of course, behind this, there is this issue of representation and testimony. However, it's not a focus of my sharing today.
我们为什么以前说我们不愿意年轻人他们自己好像剥他们自己的饼，大人剥我们自己的饼
？This is why we would never allow the young people to have their own breaking bread, and the adults would have their own.
一家只有一只羊羔。
One lamb for the whole household.
一家只有一个饼。
One bread for the whole household.
这是表明是一个合一的见证。
All this represents the very testimony of unity.
所以感谢主，当我们一同在七日的第一日擘饼的时候。
So thank the Lord as we break bread on the first day of the week.
我们看见今天是一个黑暗的时候。
Let us see, today is the time of darkness.
我们在那边擘饼纪念主，等候他的再来。
So we break bread here, remembering him, as well as waiting for our Lord's return.
所以在那里说到主晚餐的时候。
So when the Bible speaks of the Lord's Supper,
里面包含两件事情。
It contains two things.
就说在这个晚餐里面到底要表明什么呢？
One is exactly it wants to tell us in this supper.
主很清楚的在那里说，你们这样吃饼喝杯的时候是为了纪念我。
The Lord says this very clearly that you eat the break the bread and take the cup in remembrance of me.
所以擘饼聚会主要目的或是中心乃是以主为中心。
So the main purpose and goal of this gathering is Lord-centered.
你们应当如此行，为了纪念我。
Do this in remembrance of me.
我们在那边纪念什么呢？
What is that we commemorate about?
我们在那边想到主是怎样一位主。
Because we can think of what kind of Lord he is.
我们想到我们主他是为我们成就何等奇妙作为。
And then we consider what amazing act he has accomplished for us.
所以当我们每次在那边擘饼纪念主的时候，我们要想到我们这位主他是怎样一位主。
So every time we break the bread, we have to consider what kind of Lord he is.
他原来是一个尊贵荣耀的神。
He is a glorious, noble God.
却愿意谦卑自己，道成肉身来到地上，寻找我们这些罪人。
Yet he humbled himself, become the Word incarnate, to look for us sinners.
我想圣经里面最完全把主耶稣整个人生表达 最清楚的就是在记载腓立比书第二章。
I consider Philippians 2, that passage can fully let us know exactly what our Lord has done.
腓立比书六章到八章，六节，二章第第二章六节到八节，只有短短的两三节，就把整个耶稣基督整个人生描述的非常清楚。
Philippians 2 from verses 6 to 8, just few verses, yet it gives us a clear portrayal, a picture of Christ Jesus' life.
他说他本有神的形象，却不以自己与神同等为强夺。
Being in the form of God, he does not regard equality with God as a thing to be grasped.
反倒虚己，成为奴仆的形象。
But emptying himself, taking the form of a bondservant.
成为人的样式。
And coming in the likeness of man.
既有人的样式，他就卑微，存心顺服，以致死，且死在十字架上。
Being found in appearance as a man, he became obedient to the death, even death on the cross.
所以当我们在褒贬的时候，我们想要这位主耶稣基督，他原来是与神同等的。
So as we break the bread, we have to remember that Lord Jesus, who is equal with God.
但是他却谦卑自己，道成肉身，成为一个取了奴仆的形象。
Yet he humbled himself, taking the form of a bond servant.
他把他自己从最高降到一个最低。
He lowered himself from the highest to the lowest.
就是为了我们这些罪人。
Just to save us sinners.
就是为了成就神的救赎。
Just to accomplish God's salvation.
好像在他面前蒙到他恩典。
So that we could find a favor before God.
这位无罪的却为我们成为有罪。
The one who knows no sin has become sin for us.
不仅他是无罪，他是不知道什么是罪。
Not only is he sinless, but he simply knows no sin.
他不知道什么是罪。
He doesn't know what sin is about.
因为他完全圣洁无瑕疵的，完全是洁净的。
Because he's completely holy, pure, and sanctified.
有一天却成为罪身的形状。
Yet one day he became he took the appearance as the likeness of sin.
背负世人所有罪孽。
He bore all the sins of the world.
被钉死在十字架上。
He was crucified.
到一个地步，居然神却把他儿子离弃呀。
To such an extent, our God had to forsake His own Son.
都是为了拯救我们这些人。
And all this is because He wanted to save us sinners.
所以弟兄姊妹，每次当我们擘饼，在那思想到主、纪念到主自己的时候。
So, brothers and sisters, every time we break bread, every time we consider our Lord Himself,
我们真是要感谢，我们要敬拜他。
We have to give him thanks. We have to worship him.
我们要把内心所有的感谢赞美都归给他。
We want to give him all our heartfelt thanksgiving and praises.
也因着这样聚会，让我们知道更多的爱他。
And because of this gathering, it allows us to know that we need to love him more.
所以保罗才说，原来是基督的爱激励了我们，激动了我们。
And this is why Paul said, the love of Christ compels us.
因为我们想一人既替众人死，众人就都死呀。
We judge thus, if one died for all, then all died.
并且他替众人死，是要叫我们这些活着的人不再为自己活，乃是为那个死而复活。
And he died for all, so that all who live should no longer live for themselves, but for the very one who died and rose again for us.
所以弟兄姊妹，若是我们在擘饼聚会里面，我们正是进到这个擘饼聚会的里面的时候。
So brothers and sisters, if you can truly enter into the spirit of this meeting of breaking bread,
我们会感受到主的爱是何等大。
We could sense how immense the Lord's love is.
我们怎么可能会在为自己活呢？
How could we live any longer for ourselves?
我们要像历史历代许多圣徒们，他们一生一世就爱主而已。
We should be like all the saints throughout the generations. All their life, the only thing they want to do is to love him. Because in this gathering, we could actually sense the width, the length, the depth, the height of our Lord's love.
在擘饼聚会的时候，看到一些弟兄姊妹在那边唱诗祷告的时候，他们眼泪就 掉下来了。
That's why at the breaking of bread meeting, we could see some brothers and sisters as they are praying, they teared up.
以前我不太懂，不太明白。
I didn't understand this previously.
在我年轻的时候，在西安那个聚会里面，有一个负责弟兄。
When I was young, one time at the West Coast Conference, a responsible brother.
他才四十几岁，他并且是一个博士，很有学问的人。
He's a PhD, a well-educated person in his 40s.
每一次播民聚会的时候，他一祷告就流眼泪。
But every time at the breaking bread meetings, the moment he opened his mouth to pray,
不太能够体会他的心情。
He cried, and I couldn't fully understand why.
我想这个弟兄应该感情比较多一点，比较丰富一点吧。
I thought, well, maybe this brother is very sentimental.
他是一个很有理性的人。
But yet, he is a very reasonable person.
不是一个很容易感情冲动的人。
Doesn't look like he is emotional.
但是每次播饼的时候，他总是掉眼泪在哭。
And every time he at the breaking bread meeting, he simply cried and teared up.
若是稍微了解他背景、信主的过程，我们就会稍微体会到，原来他原来是这样一种人。
If you could understand the reason, the background of this brother, why he believed in the Lord, and then we might understand why he acted this way.
主是把他从怎么样的情形里面带回到他面前来。
Because the Lord had brought him out from a despicable state to the Lord himself.
慢慢随着属灵年日增加的时候，我稍微慢慢体会，当时弟兄那个感受。
But now, as my spiritual days increase, gradually I can enter into my our brother's feeling.
因为他们在聚会里面，他们是在摸到主耶稣基督那个爱。
Because this brother truly touched the love of Christ at the
meeting
of breaking bread.
这个爱充满了他们心中。
This love filled this brother.
这个爱感动了他们。
And prompted him, touched him.
因此当祷告说甚至唱诗的时候，他们眼泪就掉下来了。
Any brother like this, as they sing, as this person sings hymns and prays, very readily the tears simply come.
我曾经有一段时间也是这样的光景。
And for a period of time, I was like this.
一拨饼之后，想到主为我们所成就，想到自己从前的光景的时候。
The moment I broke bread. I thought of who the Lord is and how He saved me from my previous conditions.
在那再次感受这无比的爱，这个永远不改变的爱。
I sense this changeless, immense, infinite love of Christ.
他就是为了我们这些无指望的人，却愿意来到地上受苦受死。
He suffered. He came to the world, even died just for us, hopeless sinners.
就是为了拯救我们。
In order to save us.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
当我们在擘饼聚会的时候，我们就要纪念他。
So at this meeting of breaking bread, we just want to remember him.
我们不是想到别的事物。
We're not thinking of other things.
三次弟兄上提到说，我们在擘饼聚会的时候，你不要想到什么福音朋友，想到我家有什么需要，想到我什么难处。
So last time our brother also mentioned at this breaking bread service, you should not think of your problems at home, and not even the gospel friends.
这些在其他聚会，在其他场合，我们都可以把我们里面所有感觉的负担都陈述在主的面前。
Because all these feelings and burdens can be displayed before the Lord at other meetings.
但是当我们在擘饼聚会的时候，我们所想到就是主他自己。
Yet at the service, at this gathering of breaking bread, all we can think of is the Lord Himself.
讲到他为我们所成就这些救赎的工作。
Remembering all the redemptive work he has accomplished for us.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
当我们在那吃晚餐擘饼的时候。
As we have this Lord's dinner, supper and also breaking bread.
保罗在说你们每逢吃这饼喝这杯是表明主的事。
The Lord, Paul says that every time, you take the bread and cup, you proclaim his death.
所以擘饼聚会第二个意义就是在表明主的事。
So the second meaning of this meeting of breaking bread is to proclaim his death.
我想用翻译要更好，就 就是在宣告主的死。
To proclaim, to declare his death.
他们宣告一个事实，主死了。
To simply, proclaiming this truth that our Lord died.
借着饼，借着杯来说到主死了。
Through this bread, through this cup, proclaims, declares the Lord died.
主为什么没有吩咐我们说要纪念他的生？
Then why the Lord did not tell us to remember his life?
今天许多神的儿女们忘记主吩咐说要纪念他的死，表明他的死。
Many brothers and sisters have forgotten to remember the Lord's death, at the meeting to proclaim his death.
反而是纪念所谓的主的生日，圣诞节。
Instead, they remember the Lord's birthday, i.e. Christmas.
为什么主不要我们去纪念他所谓出生呢？
Why does the Lord just not want us to commemorate his birth?
就是历史来说，的确主有一天像我们人一样有一个出生日子。
According to the history, yes, our Lord Jesus, just like all of us, did have a birth date.
但是圣经没有明确告诉我们是哪一天。
But the Bible never tells us clearly.What day this is?
使主很清楚告诉我们要纪念他的死。
Yet the Bible tells us clearly that we should remember his death.
就神的话真理来说，主是没有出生的年日的。
According to our truth in the Bible, our days has no beginning of the day, no birthday.
他是自由拥有的神。
He is the God who is and who was.
所以希伯来书第七章保罗在用麦基洗德来比喻主耶稣基督神的儿子。
Therefore, in Genesis that we read about this Melchizedek who represents our Lord Jesus Christ.
他说麦基洗德是至高神的祭司，常年为祭司。
Now, Melchizedek is the high priest of the Most High.He continues to be his high priest.
他的名字称为仁义王。
And the meaning of his name is the King of Righteousness.
他的名字另外一个名字又叫撒冷王，翻出来就是平安王。
Another meaning of his name is King of Salem, which is King of Peace.
所以这个麦基洗德他预表主耶稣。
Therefore, this Melchizedek typifies our Lord Jesus.
所以保罗在那告诉我们说，他是无父无母无族谱。
Therefore, we read that he has no beginning days, the end of the years, no parents.
无生之始，无命之终。
There is no beginning and the end of his life.
乃是以神的儿子相似。
He is like the Son of God.
就一方面来说，主耶稣他是无父无母的。
On the one hand, our Lord Jesus has no father and mother.
他不像我们人是有父有父母也有家谱的。
He is not like man us.That we do have genealogies, we do have mothers and fathers.
他没有一个开始，他也没有一个结束。
Our Lord has no beginning nor the end.
他是自由拥有的神。
He is the great I am.
他之所以道成肉身来到地上。
The reason he took on the flesh and came to this world.
就是为了要死。他出生是为了要死。
To die. So his birth has prepared him to die.
所以神没有告诉我们要纪念他的生。
Therefore, the Bible does not tell us to commemorate the Lord's birth.
我们知道今天地上的人要纪念一件事情，表明说那是一个不寻常事情才需要纪念。
We know, in today's world, as we try to commemorate something, that means that thing is unusual.
若是那件事情平常或是会常常发生，也没有值得纪念的。
If that's a usual thing which happens all the time, there's no point to commemorate it.
因为主是一个不寻常的死。
Because of the Lord's unusual death.
他是永远的神，他不会死的。
He is the everlasting God. He does not die.
有一天，他却成为人死了。
Yet one day he became man and died.
这是一个不寻常的事情。
This is such an unusual thing.
这是不可能发生的事情，居然发生了。
This is something that's impossible to happen, yet it happened.
所以我们要纪念他的死。
Therefore, we need to remember his death.
所谓的复活节，我们也不再清楚。
And also the about Easter, we're not quite clear about that either.
有些人来到我们当中，觉得奇怪，你们这好像圣诞节也不守，也没有什么所谓复活节。
That's why some people, when they come to our gallery, they feel it's very strange. We do not observe Easter nor Christmas.
不是我们与别人有特别，跟别人好像显得比较不一样特别。
It's not we're trying to be different from the rest of man.
因为这些都不是圣经的教导。
Because all these are not being taught in the Bible.
为什么不守复活节呢？
Why don't we observe Easter?
他就是复活，他就是生命。
Because our Lord is the life, the resurrection.
他是永远神。
He is the God forever.
但是为什么他有一天成为人死了，并且从死里复活呢？
Why is one day he became man?And died and rose again.
要显明他是神的儿子。
Just to show us that he is the Son of God.
死亡不能拘禁他。
Because death cannot never hold him back.
因为他是生命，所以他胜过一切死亡。
Because he is alive, he overcomes all death.
因为他本来就是生命。
Because he himself is alive.
他本来就是复活。
He himself is resurrection.
他不需要再复活一次。
He doesn't need to be raised up one more time.
不需要特别要纪念复活。
So we don't need to commemorate his resurrection particularly.
他就是复活，他就是生命。
We thank the Lord that he is the life, he is the resurrection.
纪念他的死。
Therefore, he only wants us to remember his death.
因为这是个不寻常的死。
Because it is such an unusual death.
是为了成就神的救赎工作，为了把我们这些无指望的人带回到神面前。
In order to accomplish God's redemptive work to bring us who are hopeless to God again.
所以当我们看见桌子上的饼和杯的时候
So when we see the bread and cup on the table
这个饼怎么成就怎么造成的呢
How is this bread made?
这个饼乃是麦子磨成粉然后经过火烤以后才会成为一个可以吃的饼
First, the wheat has to be grounded into powder and roasted in the fire to become edible
所以这个饼成就过程都表明主在受苦受死。
So the whole process of making this bread represents the suffering and dying of our Lord.
所以从死里复活成为饼成为我们可接受的生命的粮。
And then he rose again to become this bread for our life.
所以主是说我是生命的粮我是生命的饼。
Therefore, the Lord says that I am the bread of life.
所以我们看见饼在那里剥开了，表明主的死在那里。
Now, as we see the bread is being broken, we see the Lord's death.
他经过受苦受死，成为饼，就成了我们接受，他就成了我们生命。
He suffered, he died, so that we could receive him as our life.
主的血也是一样。
Likewise, with the blood of the Lord.
主的血，那个酒。葡萄怎么样做成葡萄酒呢
Now as to the fruit of the vine How is it made?
那是经过压榨然后最后然后成为可喝的酒
It has to be pressed In the end it becomes drinkable fruit
所以当葡萄这边被压榨的时候就表明它受苦受死
So when the grapes are being pressed down It also represents the Lord's suffering and death
吃饼喝杯的时候，我们接受它成我们的生命。
As we eat the bread and take the cup, that we receive our Lord as our life.
我们知道在旧约律法底下。
We know under the law in Old Testament.
神禁止人喝血。
God has forbidden man to eat blood.
神说活物的生命在血中。
Because God says that.The very life of the flesh is in the blood.
神不许人吃血。
God does not allow man to eat blood.
因为血里面有生命。
Because in this blood is life.
因为血是为了赎罪的。
Because this blood is used to make atonement for sin.
但是当主耶稣来到地上的时候。
But when the Lord came to the world.
却告诉我们说，他若是可喝吃的，他的血是可喝的。
He told us that, his flesh.Is food indeed, his blood is drink indeed.
吃他若喝他血的人就有永生在他里面。
He who eats of his flesh, drinks of his blood, has eternal life.
为什么在旧约里面神不许人吃血
Why in the Old Testament God does not allow man to eat, to drink blood?
而到新约主耶稣说，不仅他肉是可以吃的，他血是可以喝的。
But yet in the New Testament, the Lord says his His flesh is food and his blood is drink.
因为他血里面有生命。
That's because in his blood there is life.
什么是真正的生命。
And then because of this we now come to know what the real life is.
只有吃他肉喝他血人才能得到这个永生。
Only by eating his flesh, drinking his blood, could man receive eternal life.
感谢主，我们在那边吃饼喝血的时候接受主耶稣基督的生命。
Thank the Lord as we eat the bread and also drink the cup, then we know we have received eternal life.
接受他的生命也表明说我们与他是连接在一起的。
When we say we receive him as our life, that tells us we are united with him.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们看见每一次在那边纪念主吃饼喝杯的时候
，So brothers and sisters, we see that every time we remember him in breaking bread and taking the cup, there we know that he shed his blood for us.
他成就救赎工作了。
There he has accomplished all the redemptive work.
他成为我们生命，我们接受他，他的生命就住在我们里面。
There he has become our life because we receive him, and now his life indwells us.
我们知道在基督里面一个人若是不守逾越节的话律法是说要把这个人从百姓当中剪除掉。
We know that in Old Testament, if a person does not keep the feast of Passover, he will be cut off from among his people.
民数记第九章也告诉说人若推迟不守逾越节这人要从民中剪除掉。
Numbers 9 tells us, if thisperson dawdles not taking the feast of Passover, he has to be cut off.
那是一个非常严重的一件事情。
This is such a solemn, serious thing.
为什么他在那不守逾越节？因为他在那没有吃羔羊的肉。
Why is it he does not keep the feast of the lamb Passover? Because there he has not eaten the flesh of the lamb.
他无份于这个羔羊的生命。
Therefore, he has no portion in the lamb's life.
用这个到新约，我们不是说一个人若是有什么事没办法来参加波饼聚会，好像就会从民中剪除，不是这个意思。
But in New Testament, we're not saying that because of something happened, you cannot come to the meeting of the breaking bread, you will be cut off.
因为逾越聚会都是预表一个象征。
We know that all the Old Testament things are symbols.Our ties.
乃是当在波饼聚会的时候，我们在那边重新看见我们与主的生命是连在一起，我们是与他生命有份的。
But at this meeting of breaking bread, we know once again that we have a part in Christ. Our life is united with Him.
也借着这个波饼聚会，让我们维持一个和主有一个正常生命的关系。
Now through this meeting of breaking bread, we now maintain this normal relationship with Him.
所以我们看见起初教会刚建立起来的时候
So we see that at the very beginning when the church is being built
他们非常看重这个聚会
They cherish this meeting very much
初期的教会他们在那边同心合一的在那边在家里在圣殿里面擘饼
So we see them with one accord that they break bread either in their homes or in the temple
当然到最后可能也是因为环境的关系保罗才说七日第一日我们擘饼的时候
I am probably because of the change of the circumstances then Paul says that on the first day of the week we break bread
所以这是我们为什么七日第一日我们要擘饼
And this is whyon the first day of the week, we break bread.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们要看重这个聚会，我们宝贝这个聚会。
Now, brother and sister, we need to value this meeting breaking bread. We need to treasure it.
我们不要轻易好像就不来参加这个聚会。
Now, do not be absent at this meeting so casually.
所以在教会里面，若是有人因着一些事情不能够照时间来守逾越节。
So in Old Testament, if some people, because something happened, they could not observe the feast of Passover.
圣经还应许说他们到第二年的时候，他们还可以再来守逾越节。
And the Bible tells us the second second month, they could observe this feast of Passover.
所以你看在基督里面神借那些律法来预表象征这个逾越节是非常重要的。
So you see, the Bible in the Mosaic Law, it all tells us that this meeting of breaking bread is so very important.
可是刚好在正月十四号，你有事情，重要事情，你没办法去守月节。
If on the 14th day of the first month, if something happens that keep you from observing the feast,
神给我们有第二次的机会。
God gives you the second chance.
第二个月再来，主神悦纳他们怎么守逾越节。
So you can observe it in the second month, which is also acceptable to God.
所以弟兄姊妹，每次来到擘饼聚会的时候。
So brothers and sisters, every time we come to the meeting of breaking bread,
我们是带着心情在这里的纪念主。
With what kind of mindset you come to remember him?
看见他身体剥开了，血已经流出来了。
Do you see that his body is broken and bloodshed for you?
在那里死已经摆在人的面前了。
Do you see his death being displayed before you?
就成为我们生命的饼。
And his death has become the bread of our life.
这样我们可以接受他做我们生命。
Now we can receive him as our life.
用什么都是我们正在灵的里面来参加这个聚会。
So brothers and sisters, is you do participate in this meeting in spirit.
我们让他借诗歌，借祷告，把我们内心的感谢、爱再归给他。
Through hymns, through prayers, we offer to him our adoration and thanks.
用什么？圣灵在里面一定会感动我们。
Brothers and sisters, the Holy Spirit will touch, move you.
我们进到聚会灵里面。
To enter into the very spirit of the meeting.
弟兄也稍微提醒我们，点诗歌、祷告说我们有个中心，有个内容。
Our brother also reminded us there is a content, there is a focus as we pick hymns.
你不要想到什么诗歌，那首诗歌好像蛮好听，我就点那首诗歌。
You should not pick any hymn just because the melody sounds great.
很多诗歌随时都可以唱，其他场合都可以唱。
There are so many hymns could be sung at many other occasions, at other times.
但是在擘饼里面可能不一定合适。
But it might not be proper at the meeting of breaking bread.
因为在这里表明主的死。
Because in this meeting we proclaim his death.
所以我们点诗歌的时候，我们在学习操练，称颂赞美的时候，我们想到主的受苦，主的受死。
So as we pick the hymns, as we practice to sing his praises and to thank him, we have to remember his death, his suffering.
想到主的爱。
Remember his love.
用什么都是我们诗歌是朝这个方向去唱去点的时候，你会感觉到整个聚会气氛不一样。
Now, if other brothers pick hymns, gearing toward this direction, you could see the spirit of the meeting atmosphere.
我们祷告也是一样。
Likewise with the prayers.
我们祷告心思意念所祷告的话语，都想到主自己和他所做的一切。
As we pray, our thoughts, our mind is focusing on His word, His accomplished works.
弟兄姊妹，若是在我们在这个情形底下去聚降会的时候。
Brothers and sisters, if we could come together under this kind requirements,
我们更感受到主的同在。
We could sense more of the Lord's presence.
如果是这样纪念主，主更悦纳我们的敬拜。
If we remember Him in such way, all our remembrance of Him will be more acceptable to Him.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
主说你们应当如此行。
The Lord says, do this.
你们在那擘吃饼喝杯的时候，你们应当如此行。
Now, do this as you take the, you eat the bread, take the cup.
再来要表明主的死。
To proclaim his death.
只等到他来。
Until he comes.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
我们是存这样感恩的心，存这个盼望的心，一同聚在主的面前。
With this thankful heart, with this hopeful heart, we now come together
来纪念他,
to remember him.
纪念他的所事, 纪念他为我们所成就一切的工作。
Remember his person, remember his works, which he has accomplished for us.
我们在擘饼聚会里面我们有安息了。
Now, at this meeting of breaking bread, we have rest.
他已经做成一切了。
Because he has accomplished all.
我们要凭信心依靠主的心，我们在这可以享受这个宴席。
Just by faith, leaning on Him, we now can enjoy this feast.
享受主为我们所预备的晚餐。
Enjoy this very supper the Lord has prepared for us.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
借着重新温习这一段主的话，使徒保罗的话。
Hopefully through reviewing the apostles' words one more time.
让我们在波饼聚会里面有更多的学习，更多的操练。
Let us have more practice and also understanding of this meeting.
好像这个聚会更多得到主的祝福。
So that this meeting of breaking bread will be blessed even more by the Lord.
我们在聚会里面更多蒙到他的恩典。
And at this meeting, we could receive more of His grace in this way.
讲到这里。
Now, this concludes my sharing.
弟兄，让我做结束祷告。
Brother, would you please say a conclusive prayer?
我们感谢主 ，Thank the Lord， 借着弟兄再次释放主恩典的话语
，For our brother who shared the Lord's message，
我们一起在他面前再一次献上我们祷告
，Let's offer up a word of prayer once again。
主耶稣，我们感谢赞美你
，Lord Jesus， we thank you and praise you，
又一次的恩典和怜悯
，For your mercy and grace once again。
你借着弟兄再次把你的恩典的话语。释放在我们中间。
That through the brother you once again shared your gracious word with us.
我们宝贵主在十字架上所完成的救赎。
We cherish the salvation accomplished on the cross.
我们同样宝贵主借着这波饼纪念主来召聚我们。
And we also treasure this breaking bread to remember you.
每一次借着这饼和杯，我们往回看。
And each time we gather before the bread and cup, we look.
我们看见主在十字架上所受的苦
We look at the suffering our Lord endured on the cross.
那是我们得救的根基
That is the foundation of our salvation.
借着这饼和杯，我们往前看
And through the bread and cup, we look forward.
我们更是看见主为我们摆设羔羊婚宴的宴席
We see this feast established by the Lamb.
那是我们蒙恩儿女荣耀的盼望
That we as children saved by grace, this is our hope.
我们感谢赞美主的恩典和怜悯。
So we thank you, Lord, for your mercy and grace.
一次一次为我们摆设桌上的饼和杯。
For this bread and cup set on the table.
让我们能够来到你面前纪念主为我们受死的救恩。
That we can come before you and remember this salvation brought by your death.
也让我们一次一次的纪念主必快来的应许。
And we also remember this promise of your return.
我们也感谢主，我们的信心也因此在感谢中一次一次的被主坚固。
And we thank you, Lord, for you are the one who upholds our faith.
我们的盼望等候也是在一次一次的在饼和杯面前被主眺望。
And our hope and waiting is also made firm before the table.
主耶稣那长阔高深。
And Lord, the length, breadth, height, and depth of your love.
很久的那永不止息的爱。
And your everlasting love and your enduring patience.
再次眺望我们对主的爱，也不断的被主更新。
And may this refresh our love towards you.
我们再次把我们的感谢和赞美献在主的面前。
So we once again bring our praise and thanks before you.
感谢主永远与我们同在。
Thank you, Lord, for being with us forever.
感谢祷告奉主耶稣圣名。
We pray this in our Lord's holy name.
Amen.
Amen.